Hello, everyone. A thought for Parshas Lech Lecha. We know that in our Parsha, Avram vanquishes the four kings. And the king of Sodom owes him a debt of gratitude. And he's in the middle of a conversation with the king of Sodom. And then we're told that Malkitzedek, the king of Shalem, the king of Yushalayim, brings wine and bread and offers it to Avram and his soldiers. And the Orach Chaim wonders, what's this interlude? In the middle of a conversation between Avram and the king of Sodom, we're told that Malkitzedek came and brought lechem and yayin. So what's the purpose? What do we derive from this interlude? The Torah describes the encounter with Malkitzedek in between this conversation with the king of Sodom. And he writes, Lahagid, Shevach HaTzadikim, to teach the praise of the righteous, ma beinam levein harisharim, the difference between them and the wicked. B'shem, here, Malkitzedek, who is shem ben Noach HaTzadik, the righteous, mibelichi of nedivus, he owed Avraham absolutely nothing, he's a complete stranger. But he's a good person. Yahatzi gives him counsel, v'hikbil panav belechem v'yayin, and he greets him and gives him bread and wine. He owed him nothing, and yet, the king of Sodom, in contrast, so he's someone who owed a token of gratitude to Avram. Avram rescued him and his entire nation. He extends himself not at all. He brought him nothing. That's the difference between the tzaddikim and the rishoyim. And Rabbi Asaf Ben Arsh points out that this is not just the difference between the king of Sodom and the king of Shalem, the king of Yerushalayim. It's the difference between the people of Sodom, a people who are about wealth and materialism and luxury, and the people whose center is Yerushalayim, the Jewish people. Both Sodom and Yerushalayim are successful, prosperous cities, but somehow Sodom becomes corrupted, the people become corrupt, and somehow Yerushalayim is not. How does that happen? So he explains that Lot is really the source. We're told that Lot was attracted to the city of Sodom. What about the city of Sodom? Ki chulam ashket. It's fertile, there's wealth. That was what was so attractive to Lot. When they realized that they needed more space. And there the Torah writes, Sodom is like what? Is actually like the land of Egypt, the land of materialism. But it's more than just materialism. The greatness of the land of Israel in contrast to the land of Egypt is that a person realizes that he's not the master of his fate. He lifts his eyes daily heavenward. He realizes he's subject to divine providence. He realizes that he needs the hand of God, and he's never dependent on himself, but rather dependent on his maker. Never becomes complacent. So when Avram, in fact, offered Lot a place to live, he says, "Im hasmol ve'imina, ve'im hayamin ve'asmeila. If you go left, I'll go right, and vice versa. And if you look at Unculus there, left and right mean respectively north and south. Avram offered Lot not to go to the city of Sodom. It was the north or south of the Judean hills in the land of Israel, part of the topography of the land of Canaan. But Lot chose for himself a third choice, a third option, leaving Avraham in Eretz Canaan and migrating to the spiritual wasteland of the city of Sodom. Understanding what the city of Sodom is about, we understand really how they could become who they were. One who realizes that he's dependent on God for his sustenance, he recognizes that I don't provide for myself. I'm the recipient of tzedakah from the Ribono Shel Olam. So such a person can have greater sensitivity to others, moral and ethical sensitivity. That's how the people of Sodom became who they were. They became a corrupt people. They became insensitive. Because only the one who realizes that I'm dependent on my Creator recognize that I have to reach out to others, and others may be looking towards me for my assistance. The Ben Adam LaChavero and Ben Adam LaMakom are very much connected. So our story in Parshas Lech Lecha is not only a story about the king of Shalem, the king of Yerushalayim, and the king of Sodom, but the fact that the king of Yerushalayim comes with lechem v'yayin, has what to offer even as a stranger, because he recognizes the importance of Beit Adam Lachadero, because he recognizes that he's dependent on his creator. And the sensitivity that was lacking in the king of Sodom is representative of the city of Sodom, and as the Torah compares the country of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, a country of materialism, one who does not have to rely on regular rainfall, but rather on the Nile, and therefore one doesn't feel a sense of dependence, and does not feel a sense of divine providence, and therefore doesn't have the sensitivity towards another who may be in need. I wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom.